several reasons. Experience, proven experience, leadership. I've lived in this community since 1964, raised my children here. I've been very active in the schools, the PACs, the SACs. I've shown leadership in committees such as the Biracial Advisory Committee, which was a special committee designed for desegregation of schools. I was on St. Petersburg City Council, elected twice, the second time without opposition. I served 6 years there, gave up my last 2 years on City Council to run for mayor in 2001. I have a field of nine, which we have again this time. I finished third, 219 votes shy of being in the final for the run for mayor then. Mayor Baker won. I have been supportive of his efforts. I think he's done a reasonable job as mayor. I'm not sure that I would have done too many things significantly different. One would be the handling of Baywalk, which was both the city council and a mayor issue. But other than that, I think he's done a good job. And I had grown with the experience of working with the staff members of the city. I don't need training. I don't need an understanding of how things work. As many persons spoke here today, my challengers are spoke that they're not politicians. I'm not a politician either. I was a get-it-done guy when I served on city council. We built parks. I was the first to ever institute a meetings between the school board and the city council, because schools affected the community of St. Petersburg and still do dramatically. Those are important issues. I understand the public safety issues. I understand what to do about baseball, about the pier, and about Baywalk. I've been around. I know those things. I've lived in this community. And I have a proven track record that's positive, non-confrontational, but still able to get things done. And I think that's why I would be a better mayor, and why I am the best of the candidates to offer that service again. And it's proven leadership and experience and credible.
We're speaking with Larry Williams, candidate for St. Petersburg mayor. What would you do about the Rays baseball stadium? That's one of the issues you just brought up, but it's been a controversial issue for a couple of years. What would you do?
Well, the real issue is not the stadium as we speak. That will come. The real issue right now is, what do we do to make sure that we don't have this team leave town? That's the important issue. Last year, in year 2008, 1.2 million people came to St. Petersburg outside Pinellas County to come to a baseball game. They spent upwards of $105 to $107 million in hotel rooms, another $67 million in food and other things that go along with that. In addition to that, the indirect number of employees that provide services to the Rays, not only the Rays employees themselves, but other restaurants and that have additional people here for games, and because of Major League Baseball, employs about 3,000 people. And then if you add in what's called the economic development formula, which is what does baseball bring beyond the hotels and the other things we spoke about, that answers about $298 million. So my quest would be, as the mayor, is if I came in and said that I wanted to diminish income coming into our city by $298 million or $300 million for round numbers and do away with 3,000 jobs, I don't think that's a very popular stance, or in this day and time, the way things are, of keeping people employed, which is a major issue. So therefore, the importance of this team is critical, I believe, to stay in St. Petersburg, to build on those numbers and come forward. The second issue, and a big issue, is going to be the stadium. The owners are probably going to take a position that in order for them to continue to stay in this community and build revenues for baseball for the team, that they're going to have a new stadium. So the question comes down, is the stadium worth the economic impact that you get on the other side? In my opinion, it is clearly that. And I also understand that that's going to be an issue with the taxpayers, because that's just the way sports, professional sports, works. But at the end of the day, I believe that the impact of this team staying here is far more important over a long period of time, and will provide the city both economic opportunities that can still be built on. It will create more jobs.
Mayor Rick Baker, during most of his time as mayor, he's been opposed to curbside recycling, and St. Pete still doesn't have curbside recycling. What are your thoughts about recycling and other green initiatives in St. Petersburg?
I think we need to be more aggressive in our approach to looking into curbside recycling. I think it is a big issue. Many cities have done it. The understanding in a short word or two of why we haven't done it, I was told it's too expensive. I don't know what that means as I'm speaking to you right now. But the issue is, it is a big deal. It probably is something that needs to be done, and I would support the effort to look in it very thoroughly, and certainly cost considerations at this time would be important. But I think it's a big deal, and I think it needs to be done.